You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible.
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Trend.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Trend Lightly. I'm Brian Beckner. I'm joined as always by Molly Mackler. Molly, what's up?
Not much, dude. I'm doing pretty good. Like, this week's stories are kind of a wreck.
Yeah,
A lot of nightmare people, but I had a good week. And also, you know, I got to say, I enjoyed the Olympics. The clips.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I canceled my DirecTV. And people are like, I'm like, how do you watch the Olympics? I have Peacock, but I don't have like the paid Peacock.
Oh, and if you have, okay, yeah. So I think a lot of people go onto the NBC app.
Right. Do I need that? I don't know. But I go on Peacock and it's just like the nightly wrap-up show, I think.
Right.
And so it like throws to the different highlights. Which is good. It's just that the sports they cover, I don't care about usually, like the gymnastics and swimming. And I hate to be this guy. I hate to be the contrarian. But in almost every sport, I root against the United States of America. I can't help it. I can't.
No, I think that actually that's a sentiment I hear a lot, especially because we have such huge budgets and resources.
Yep.
And a lot of these countries there, I watched a few countries. God, was it like the Philippines won their first ever gold medal?
Yeah, I saw that. Amazing.
Like, imagine showing up for all those years and finally, like, I was there when the Red Sox won the first World Series.
2004.
Yeah, my lifetime.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. The imagine like the Philippines has a large population. It's not like a tiny country. It's a big country, but it's a poor country. So that it's like this. Though I believe it was a woman that won the first gold medal. Like she might be the president. Like she's gonna be such a massive hero in that country. She will not be able to walk down the street. It's a lot like Manny Pacquiao. Who's a world champion boxer? He's widely considered maybe the most famous person in the Philippines because of his sports achievements. So good for them.
It's interesting.
Happy for them. I love stories
because,
like that.
You know, the American athletes. I understand why American athletes, for the most part, once you leave the Olympics, you're not making a lot of money. And most countries do not pay a lot of money to their medal winners.
Right.
But if you're like the one person in your country, like, or New Zealand is so buck wild for their Olympians. Same with like Australia.
Yeah.
And so I feel like in their country, they will do well in endorsement deals.
Oh, yeah.
And we have this heavy oversaturation.
Yeah, they make those speeches. I actually knew someone that dated an Aussie Olympian, and he was lousy with endorsements. And I think he won like one gold medal, and he was a swimmer, and just he had a tremendous post athletics career, just doing brands, doing, you know, just being famous.
So of course I watched the majority of my TikTok clips on, or sorry, my Olympics clips on TikTok.
Who doesn't?
There's not only Olympians on TikTok, but there's also people from all around the world putting their highlights up. So you do get to see like their presenters as well. There was a girl who like won the canoeing championship or something. Yeah. And her dad was the announcer in Australia.
What?
Yeah.
Did they go buck wild?
Yeah, well, so also that's the other thing. I kind of enjoy the family reactions more.
Yeah. That's same.
And it's wild because, like, you get to see the whole, like, community together because no one can be there for them, which is, like, you know.
Yeah, there's one, I think he works for maybe CBS. He's a sports writer. And he's covering the Olympics, and his daughter won a gold medal in swimming. And he was like there. He was like one of only a couple parents that were there to see it happen, I guess.
Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe there's lots of parents.
Some people got to, I noticed some people did get to have one or two relatives. There was notably like this one woman from Spain who was still actively breastfeeding her child, and they wouldn't let the husband and the baby into the village.
Whoa.
And
was,
so she
was
had
the
to
child
choose...
in the Olympics? Was the child like 19 and a rower and on the crew team, and the mom was still breastfeeding like by the side of the dock before they took off and did their rowing?
No, she was the athlete.
Oh.
But Bri.
Yeah.
Wait, I did want to tell you something.
Please do.
It was a totally really good thing that I needed to tell you.
Okay.
About the Olympics.
Yes.
Hold on.
Yeah, no.
We're gonna find it.
There's a I would encourage everybody to check out, if they can, the highlights of the Dominican Republic baseball team. I did hear one of the studio hosts ask the other studio host why they called the Dominican Republic the DR. Why do they call it the DR? Oh, because why do we call it the USA? It's the fucking initials.
Right.
But there's a guy on the Dominican Republic baseball team, and they're tearing it up. Actually, I think they might have just lost. Who is easily 325 pounds? I mean, he's like the epitome of just an overachieving, you know, larger man. And it's nice to see. It's nice to see. And I don't want to denigrate anybody, but I'm a fat guy. It's nice to see a fat guy get up there and do athletic shit.
There's all types. The Olympics has all types. There's a sport that's called like ground ball or something. And there's literally a blind player for the US Olympics.
Shut
but
up.
The deal is that the whole sport is you put on goggles and you lay on your side on your body and you try to get using sound and minimal motion.
This is not an Olympic sport.
No, it literally is. I was shocked.
No, shut the
fuck
up.
Dude, I was shocked. I have found out about so many things. I mean, I love that like they introduced surfing. You know what? I am a liar. Everyone who listens to this podcast, how can you trust me? Three weeks ago, I was like, fuck these losers. Yeah. Wow, what a bunch of idiots. And now and by the way, this is not the first time it happens. I always get full Olympic amnesia.
Yeah. Yes.
pathetic.
You know my grandfather was an Olympian.
And what? Oh yeah.
Gymnastics. Yeah. And
tell me more. Wait, are you for real?
Yeah. It was the first year, I believe, that the United States, it was 1956, Melbourne, Australia. I think it was the first year that the United States competed with a full gymnastics team. So I don't think anyone medaled for the United States that year. But my grandpa was there, and my great uncle, I think he went to 3 Olympics in gymnastics. So I have, despite my negativity towards the Olympic Games, which I think are pretty stupid, I have Olympic heritage in my blood.
I'm proud of you, dude.
Thank you.
But we're going to get like into more Olympic stuff in a second, Olympic adjacent, sadly. But really quick shout out to the Rickroll, which is back. Gen Z is doing.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Rickroll stuff again. Have you experienced this with
didn't
the kids?
Didn't Dave Grohl? No, my kids are not into, they wouldn't know what a Rickroll is. Didn't Dave Grohl recently they started Foo Fighters, like played Never Gonna Give You Up, and they had Rick Astley on stage with them. They like Rickrolled the audience.
Yeah, and like, yeah. I think teenagers,
I love Rickrolling.
Teenagers call it something else. They're like, they call it some sort of like, I don't know, like meme bombing, or that's not it. And yeah. You know, we just lost the younger audience.
I mean, this is, yeah, because this is like you calling a sport though. Ground ball. Like, it's definitely not called ground ball.
Dude, it is, and it's called fucking ground ball, dude.
And it's definitely not called ground ball. And it's not called meme blocking. What'd you call it? Meme rolling.
Meme spamming. Listen, I don't know, but can I tell you something? At least I know something about ground ball. Okay, well, I might not know the name of it.
You don't know the name.
It's called fucking. Wait, no. Yeah. Wait, actually. Wait. What's it called? Let me look up the sport.
I don't know, because I Googled ground ball and it was just like baseball ground ball.
Okay, so here's the other thing that I want to say. Shout out to Rickroll, but also.
Yes.
I am pursuing an investigation, and I was really hoping to have a story prepared for this week, but. What?
you're back to investigating things? Is this like you and KFC again?
No. This is actually like a total like respect, admiration, sort of like internet history sort of thing.
Yeah.
So there's this creator, I Justine. If you are like OG internet, if you're a millennial,
Hold on. That's as much time as we're giving to Rickrolling? You just want to say Rick Rolling's back. What? So Rick, never going
to
give you up.
Shout out to Rick Rolls for having 1 billion,
right?
1 billion listens
YouTube plays
on the music video. Yeah,
Rick Rolling still way cooler than getting iced. Remember getting iced? Smirnoff Ice, like bros would ice each other, and you'd have to pound a Smirnoff Ice because that was around at the same time as Rick Rolling.
That's back too.
Icing is back? Disgusting.
Icing is back, yeah.
Here's something I've never done. I've never taken a shot that I didn't want. Hey, here's a shot. Here's something disgusting for you to drink very quickly. No thanks. That's my answer every time. Hey, drink this Smirnoff Ice quickly. No, never will. But one thing I want to say about Rick Rolling is sometimes Shay, my bae, Shay and I will just kick it on like a Saturday night and just like look at old music videos on YouTube. And I recently she played, I'm not sure how this came into my purview, but recently she played a little Never Gonna Give You Up on YouTube, and we're watching it. And I was like, this is insane that this guy was ever a thing. And then I looked up Rick Astley now. The dude is a fucking snack. The man is a daddy. He's a he's a zaddy.
So that was like the magic of the Rickroll is that one, the song is a bop. Two,
it's a bop.
You never expect a white guy to be singing it if it's the first time you've seen it. And two,
he's no Bobby Caldwell, but still, yes.
He's surprisingly handsome. And the video has the quality of like if it was shot at a Sears portrait studio where like no matter where you are in the world, you recognize the vibe that they're curating and how specific it is to a time.
Totally. I just wanted to point out that my chick showed me that Rick Astley is in fact a zaddy, and everyone should go check him out right now. Now we can move on to I, Justine.
Yeah, total babe. Yep. Okay, so yes. All right. So if you know her, she was like when originally viral, I think, with the 300 page iPhone bill. That was like, I think when she went wide, but
going way back even further. That's such a good idea. That's such a good idea.
Do you remember the blonde girl on MySpace who would advertise free iPods?
Never once in my life. Not only did I not have a MySpace, I've never been on the website MySpace.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
But yeah, so she's like an OG, been online for a long time. So I noticed that there was all these fan cams of her, which are basically those short videos of whenever like a tweet goes viral. And then there's like 1 minute videos of K-pop guys underneath them. That's okay. What a fan cam is.
I love
it. So there was fan cams and like stan accounts for I, Justine popping up constantly. Yep. And a lot of the comments were like, I love I, Justine, or like, you know, whatever, our scandal-free queen. But some people were like, what's going on with all this I, Justine content?
More like by Justine. No?
Why that? Like, you think people are saying bye? Like,
I don't know. Because it rhymes. I don't know.
No, it was because it was weird. It's because it was weird that, like, she's still so commercially successful. Like, the California State Lottery advertises with her. She is like,
I've been buying tickets lately because they're both over 100 million, the Powerball and the Mega.
That I, Justine influence right there. And she's super brand friendly, so professional. Like, she's so well respected. And I just want to say that is like, I've always been so sort of amazed by her career.
Well, let's link up with her. I'm a fan now.
Well, no, first I'm doing my investigation, Brian. So let's get this done. Yeah. So I see in the comments underneath one of the people who are saying like, what's with this influx of I, Justine content recently? And someone wrote, I think that she is buying ads in the form of memes.
What?
And I just want to say that, like, first of all, I don't think that's a dirty move. I think that's a fucking brilliant move. And I looked at a lot of the fan accounts that were posting and, like, a lot of the people that were really actively commenting and, you know, it's 50-50 when you click on someone who's commenting on a post account that maybe they'll have a public account or a decent following or whatever. But like, a lot of them seem like new accounts or maybe even accounts that were purchased.
No, this is so fucking troll. What do they call that? Farms. Click farms. You know, like Bangladesh. Like,
the videos are more personal than that. And like, one thing I mean, obviously I think it's cool. I mean, you and I was strategizing with you saying like, I want to buy YouTube ads in India for our podcast saying we talk about TikToks, right?
Yeah.
But like, that's like, so I fuck with that. That's like actually really ingenious. And also to, you know, so I did get some feedback, but I'm going to keep that on the back burner. And I want to hear from people. If there's anyone out there that has theories on this, if you know of other influencers doing this, if you think that there's just like a general pure resurgence of fans, if you've come across this stuff, email us at trendlightlypod or
definitely get us involved in this.
Yeah. Or email us at trendlightlypod or just DM trendlightlypod on Instagram.
Yes, and we will, definitely.
I'll keep digging. I started reading her memoir. Like, I'm pretty far into it. She's a very interesting lady. It's
fascinating. I'm gonna get up to speed on I, Justine.
Okay. Do you want to talk about Michael Che?
I absolutely do, because I don't understand what's going on with this. Michael Che, over the weekend, made a series of made a series of Insta stories, right? Mm-hmm. And I think I like Michael Che. I would say if you asked me before this weekend, hey, what do you think about Michael Che? I've never watched one of his specials. I know he has a show, I think, on Netflix. I don't really watch Saturday Night Live. But when I've seen him, I've liked what he's done. I think he's funny. But something weird happened this weekend. So he posted a series of Insta stories.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, keep going.
Okay. So should I read the series of Insta stories?
Mm-hmm.
So the first one says, man, comma, I want to make fun of Simone Biles. Okay. It's a weird direction to go, but he's a comedian. Second story. I got like 3 minutes of Simone Biles jokes in my head. I'm going to the cellar tonight to say them into a microphone. As the dorky kids say, I'm choosing violence. I'm not into this. Like, I'm all of a sudden, I'm very turned off by this. Okay.
Right.
Next one. So then he reposts a DM to him. And I don't know what to make of this, but somebody DMs him, and I'm uncomfortable reading it, but I feel like I need to do it for the sake of news that we're breaking here or analyzing. The DM says, Larry Nassar understands Simone Biles better than anyone. He too had to quit doing what he loved at the pinnacle of his career because of mounting pressure. Then the guy who sends the joke admits in the very next DM, it's hack. Michael Che posts this screenshot of this DM, and then he adds to it, goddamn, that's rough, absolutely tasteless, 9 out of 10. He follows with another DM joke that he shares. And I feel like he thinks this isn't going to stick to him, which is why he's doing this.
Problematic that he's posting fan submitted jokes to begin with. Like, there's so much wrong with this just from like a legal perspective as a comedian and writer that I'll throw out, but like,
yes,
like proceed. Yeah.
Yes. So then the next one says, this is another joke from a fan submitted joke, I guess. Okay. So I am shivering while typing this, but you are encouraging me. Then they submit their joke. Who said black don't crack? He reposts it with the caption, now that's a good joke. Economical, referential, balanced. Good job. 8 out of 10. So that's, he promotes that one. It's less good than the first one. Like, I don't get where he's going with this. And then later he posts another text Insta story. Sorry, I couldn't think of what they're called for a second. Don't ever get
this
into your 40s,
people. This is
actually
like a grid post that he did because apparently his only thing on Instagram that he does, he doesn't post pictures. He just posts like black background, white text thoughts, which is
like
why his Instagram account is called Che Thanks and not a reference
thanks.
I thought it was a Chet Hanks reference.
Oh, right. Chet Hanks. Oh, my God. It does look like Chet Hanks.
Yeah. I was like, because also like
Chester
why
Hayes?
Even. Well, also like there's so many better ways to advertise yourself on Instagram or find a username to say this is how Michael Che is going to keep it real with you.
And also like you're an early adopter. So you always get malls on every platform. What is the going rate to purchase at malls right now? If I wanted to buy the Twitter handle at malls,
all the time.
Of course they do.
People ask all the time.
If I wanted to buy the Twitter handle at malls from you today, what is the dollar amount I would need to Venmo you to get you to give me the password to the at malls account?
Well, in relation to like what it means to my quote unquote brand and career,
yeah.
Like I malls is like very important to that core identity, especially as I'm not like a Tumblr blogger anymore, et cetera. So I have the price and it's absurd, but it's what I'm willing to give. It is my, it's like, you know, maybe in 10, 15 years, I'm willing to sell my Twitter and Instagram both at malls and maybe even my Tumblr at malls or malls.tumblr.com.
Yes.
Tumblr aside, just Twitter and Instagram. Tumblr's dead.
They took the porn off Tumblr. No one goes on Tumblr anymore.
That's not true. Twitter, and also you don't know what the platform will be.
That's true. That's a good point.
Anyway,
yeah.
But just for Instagram and Twitter, my number is $500,000. I won't
each
take any less
or
than
both.
That.
They get both.
For both. For yeah. both.
See, Michael Che, he's got Che Thinks, which is weird. I remember when I first got on Twitter, I didn't understand Twitter. So I think my original Twitter handle was like some approximation of my email address, of my like throwaway email address. And then I realized, oh, and this is how people know you. So I immediately secured my own name, Brian Beckner. And I thought, you know what, if I'm going to do this, if I'm going to try to be funny online, if I'm going to try to make a name for myself in the online community, I'm going to do it under my fucking government name. Now this guy, Michael Che, he's verified. If somebody else has Michael Che, Twitter will get his name for him. He could have right. his own name, not Chet right. Hinks. He's got Chet Hinks.
Unless
I mean, that makes no
sense.
Unless
there's another like verified or like a heavily followed there's, Michael no. Che, but it could no. even be like the Michael Che, or there's even yes, a take the, like, you know, there's plenty of celebrities that have like what their brand is within yeah. their thing. Like well, Lorde like, has an onion ring Twitter or
oh, like
onion
that.
Ring Instagram
yeah,
where she
like
only
that.
Posts pictures of onion rings.
Tom Segura, the comedian. Comic Tom Segura. So there's another guy called Tom Segura that's like a realtor or something, and he's got Tom Segura. So Tom Segura has to be Segura Tom, but he's not Segura Thinks.
Well, I think Che, because he is like, he's trying to, this is an artistic choice to go with Thinks because mm-hmm. his Instagram is just black and white thoughts. So wait, let's, do you mind reading
yeah,
this?
Yeah, let's read
post?
The last.
We should like yes. give this the levity that it deserves for
yes.
a second.
So he says, man, 1M, 3As, 4Ns, man, comma. I like how he doesn't use, he just, everything's lowercase. I got hacked today. And also this is like an E.E. Cummings poem. Like we did, I think we did this with something else earlier where it's each line
is
its own paragraph.
This is fuck you font.
Yeah. Man,
this is fuck you font.
Comma, I got hacked today. Can't believe they got me. I'm putting this in my own sarcasm font because that's how I read this. Y'all know I only do jokes about whites and cops. It's all good now. I changed my password and everything. 2 ellipses. That's very annoying to me. Anyway, comma, y'all hear about DaBaby though? That's crazy. I see y'all at church. I'ma get there early. So he's, to me, what he's saying is this is a non-apology apology. He's saying he got hacked because that's what people do. But he's saying it in a very sarcastic fashion. Is that your read on this?
Okay, so I actually see this as a doubling down. This is where I actually really do worry about the like good in some ways, but I think blinding in other ways, wokeification of the world, because there's a lot of people that were like, yeah, he's trying to pretend he was hacked. And I'm like, no, dog, like you're 40. You should know that this is someone saying like fuck you.
Yeah.
This is yeah. a fuck this it's, is like this
it's
is
exactly
his way.
What it is.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, this is like an educated man. Like he knows
Yes.
This is not like he's, if this was really something that had happened to him, he would not respond that way. One thing I think, okay, a bunch of things. The both of these jokes, he included the, you know, I guess maybe for credit's sake, the name of these people who wrote these jokes and sent them to him. So he basically used these people as mouthpieces.
Yeah. 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 So it doesn't stick to him where he's like, hey, look at these people in my DMs getting all rapey. And I'm just going to act like I'm sort of making fun of it, but I'm also publishing it. Like no one would ever see this. This, and I'm a lowly Twitter personality, but this happens to me all the time. I regularly will get something that I said, I'll get a response to me that tries to like level it up in a completely unfunny way. And what I do is I just fucking ignore it. I'm not Michael Che. He probably gets hundreds of these to everything he posts. He chose to repost these for a reason. And I don't think he should be just allowed to dodge that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think he, I don't know if he will dodge that. I mean, SNL is like off season right now. And that's another thing too. It's yeah. like, just go do this on the
Day
stage.
On the hiatus. Yeah.
You don't need to do Simone Biles jokes, like especially republishing something about her abuser. Like that's so horrific and so hurtful to so many people. And to have the platform you do.
Yes.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I get real trash vibes from him and Colin Jost.
Well, like, Colin Jost is disgusting. He's disgusting.
And I think they like, obviously when you're best friends with someone and co-head writers, there's like an enablement and yes. approval there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You.
And this isn't the yeah. first time Michael Che has been completely out of pocket on his IG story.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like, I'm not going to pull up the past, but like it's just interesting to me. And on top of that, this is like kind of a legal nightmare to be.
Yeah.
You know, if you're, there are people that have sued over jokes on SNL, and
oh, yeah.
there are people that will sue if you take their jokes as part of an act. And now that you're,
oh, yeah.
you're showing people that not only do you read your jokes, but you consider them, like
oh,
that
yeah.
is very, that's legally a very like, just, it's opening yourself up. I'm not this, saying we're going to see him get an onslaught of lawsuits, but it's just not advisable behavior.
This is like the process of the spec script, right? If you want to submit to write for a TV show, you write a script for a completely different TV show or else they won't read it. You can't write a script for the show you want to write for because they won't read it because they do not want to get in trouble for any kind of parallel thinking that could be looked at as having stolen an idea. So it's
and
just,
I have yeah. heard that that's somewhat outdated because yeah. like some showrunners do like to get the tone or like there's
sure.
a special circumstance.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they say like, yeah, if you want to work for Friends, don't write a Friends spec, you know,
exactly,
for sure.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think it was maybe like a couple seasons ago, SNL did a sketch that was like verbatim a sketch from another, I don't know if it was a late night show, like I don't, this is coming off the top of my head. I don't know if it was like Workaholics or it was from something else that had been produced. It wasn't just an idea. It was something that had made it to air on another show. And the writers took it. One of the writers submitted it as his own idea. And it was like a big deal.
That's
as you would
I
imagine.
I worry a yeah. lot about like the, just like the, well, no, I don't worry a lot about it, but like oh. I can understand how that would happen in the work conditions they're in. It's like when the people who have to create 200 patterns a day for LuLaRoe leggings, like that's what they request of the artist,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's a
You're
lot.
You're going to get people doing some clip art with some maybe copyrighted Santa faces, you know? And that's what I think that probably happens when they, you know, and then how do you tell Lorne? Like after they say this is a great sketch, how do you tell yeah. Lorne, hey, I just needed to turn something in, and I kind of copied, plagiarized that.
You didn't think it was going to get to air, you know? And it's like, yeah, they need some shit. You're supposed to have ideas, and you're like, hey, I'm going to throw out this idea. They're never going to use it. They never use any of my shit. I'm not, you know, SNL is a very political environment, and it's much more who you know than what you write, is my understanding of it. So people that don't get shit on the air just don't get shit on the air. And so they come in with an idea, not thinking anybody's going to use it. And then once they start using it, what are they supposed to say? Actually, no, I stole that.
Right. Well, I mean, that's why I know, like, I just think like Kyle Mooney is the best. And I feel like he must, in spite of, or despite of, you know, not having a lot of on-air action.
Right. Yeah.
He must be a staff favorite or so helpful in writing.
Yeah, because he's weird. Which these kind of shows, they have to go, there's a broad, you know, like they, like the shit that's the most broad is what gets on the air. And actually, I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in a long time, but I would. Lots of times later in the show is when the weird shit gets in there. You know, they're the bigger, broader sketches are always right up front. And it's usually one joke. It's one joke that they keep doing for 7 minutes, and it's pretty boring and dumb. But later in the show is when the weird shit pops up. And Kyle Mooney is weird. Like, he's doesn't have broad appeal. He's got an odd vibe to him, which is what makes him interesting and funny. So you have to assume that he's loved on the, you know, in the office at 40 Rock. I mean,
still is doing like the same, not the same, but like he has the same like energy as when he was doing Good Neighbor. And like all of those guys work for the show now, like all of that sketch group. So like honestly, if I was him, I would have so much faith in the fact that they're the, like, they send me out to go execute a short.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, to me, is so much more impressive than like having written a sketch, you know?
Oh, totally. I agree.
But okay, wait.
All those sketches are so one note. I know I said that already.
Is there a pit bull in the background?
So, yes, there is. There's my landlady. She lives. So I live in a triplex. I don't know how.
I love that I
just
guessed that.
Yeah, it's not a pit bull though. It's my. Oh, I don't want her to hear me. So I live in a triplex, and it's owned by two sisters, and they live top and bottom in two of the units, and I live in the above garage unit. So I'm kind of separate. We're not connected by any walls. But she has like a, and I really have to talk low because I can see that her window's open here from the Baller Lifestyle World Headquarters. Mm-hmm. She has like a house guest or something, or a family member. And they have brought an Australian Shepherd to visit. And it's a beautiful dog. It's got blue eyes. It seems like it would be a very valuable, like, it's a pedigree dog. It's like looks perfect. Nico.
No.
And so the first time I walked up and Nico was outside, and I'm a dog lover. The first time I walked up, Nico was outside with the owner, and he's like, hey, this is Nico. And I introduced myself to Nico, and I let Nico smell me, and I made friends with Nico. Every single time I've walked into my front door or out of my front door since then, Nico has viciously tried to attack and kill me. And luckily he's blocked by a little gated thing. And these people are nice people. Like, I don't hold their dog against them. But luckily he's blocked by a little gate thing. And every time I walk out of my front door, he races over and tries to attack me. And I'll give him my, you know, I'll talk low. I'll give him my hand to smell. I give him my hand to smell. He sniffs it for a second and then literally tries to bite one of my fucking digits off my hand every single time. And it's like, I've given up on trying to be friends with Nico because he hates my guts and tries to murder me every time I walk out the door.
That's like me and Nomi. Nomi, my neighbor's cat that I had to remember. My neighbor was like not doing well. He had a heart attack. And so I had to like go over and feed.
Yes, you were helping them. Yeah.
Yeah. Nomi is like the queen bitch in that house, and she's sliced and diced me.
Really?
Yeah.
Like attacked you with her fucking teeth? With her sharp teeth?
Claws. She drew blood. Like,
what?
She drew blood multiple times. Like, I like had to, they like, you know, they were like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. And I just like put a tissue on it. And then like I took it off. And next thing I knew, you know, I just was like letting it sit, maybe like accumulate a little bit of blood. Oh. This thing was dripping. Miles,
your fucking neighbor's got homeowner's insurance.
No, I would never. I would never to them, especially. No, never. No, but listen to me. So why am I hearing paws on a wooden floor behind you?
So it's just outside of the front door. And it's anytime somebody comes up the steps or just near the house, it runs like a dog run across like the balcony area, and it's like, and then it barks.
Dude, Nico is ignorant, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you have bad vibes, but it also makes me think that. I definitely don't. Okay.
Dogs love me. So
it goes different ways, right? Like sometimes when I sense that a dog is like not trusting in me, I'm like, oh, your owner has bad vibes, because most animals love me.
Yes. No, absolutely. And usually, and they're not socialized enough. Again, I'm talking low. They're not socialized enough, and they don't get enough exercise.
Is he young?
He looks kind of young. I haven't conversed.
So
with
he
him
might
very
be
much.
Like a pandemic dog too. So he's like not used to, because like I was watching something about this today. Like some of these younger pandemic dogs, because they did not have like exposure to people in the same way that they would. So they're human adverse.
Oh my God, you might be onto something.
Okay with their owner, but like when they are out and about in public places, and this could be like, you know, if maybe, especially if like when people, if you have rising tensions, when a stranger comes around you, your animal feels that.
Yeah.
So like, and I'm sure a lot of people had those feelings during this year when they were out walking their dog, like, oh, I hope that person doesn't come toward me.
Right.
I duked it out with a Yorkie the other day, dude.
That definitely, I remember the beginning of the pandemic, Shay and I would take walks with her son. We would like walk around the neighborhood, and people would fucking see you coming from blocks away and immediately book it to the other side of the street. And you know, like dogs feel that too. Like if human beings are getting that energy from other people, then dogs are definitely getting it as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, we did that. I mean, that was the vibe in my neighborhood, was like when people would be out exercising during the day.
Totally.
Like you would just sort of walk over to the other side of the street, because it wasn't like you had to cross, you know, traffic. It was just, you know, walking to the other side of a small street.
Totally. Yeah.
And that made sense, especially if you didn't want to wear a mask out on a walk to like not be shoulder by shoulder with a stranger. It definitely leaves an imprint on animals, because wags could always sense my fear around certain things, you know?
Yeah, totally. It makes a lot of sense. Can you hear it right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry. I try to be professional
here.
No,
it's no worries.
It's very warm. I usually close the windows and doors.
But before we, you know, move on to the next story, I just want to say shout out Simone Biles. You don't deserve that. Fuck Michael Che. No. Who is Michael Che? Also, I could never replace you. You're irreplaceable. And God bless America.
I totally agree. Yes. Yes. And I totally agree with you. And making light of somebody's trauma in such a way, it's re-traumatizing. It's rape culture. It's disgusting. It's fundamentally unfunny, and it's fundamentally anti-woman in this case. It's just not forgivable to me.
100%, 100%. And like, yeah, also just so unprofessional for him. Like, I know that, like, you know, it's been easy dunks on politicians and stuff like that for the last year. And like, you know, Armie Hammer's like eating people or whatever. But yeah, like, this is like a young woman who's been through so much. And when you make a joke about her abuser, you're not just like making that joke to her. You're making it to, like, I think 130 victims that he had who all like gave public impact statements that were like let down by, you know, USA Gymnastics. Like, honestly, the whole for years, like, it's really sick. And when you like invoke that man's name, like, you're, it's just, it's so hurtful, yeah, to people.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I agree.
This episode is sponsored by Factor. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's yummy and ready-to-eat, never-frozen meals. And when I say stress-free, I mean you get chef-prepared meals as many times a day as you want. They take only 2 minutes to prepare in the microwave. Each week, you can choose from over 35 meal options, including a calorie smart one, protein plus, keto, veggie, etc. I'm sure a lot of you can relate to me when I say that a couple hours after dinner, I want a little sweet treat. And then I want a little savory treat to balance out the sweet treat. And depending on how filling my dinner was, that cycle can repeat as many times as I need. I've been doing the Factor keto meals because they don't include wheat. And the thing that blows me away about them is how filling they are. Not to mention, it's a lot cheaper than ordering delivery several days a week because I'm starving and didn't plan out my grocery shopping better. It's like a real weak spot for me. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today to fuel up for your springtime goals with Factor. Head to factormeals.com/trend50 and use code trend50 to get 50% off. That's code trend50 at factormeals.com/trend50 to get 50% off.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Okay, moving on. All right. Are you a gamer, bro?
I'm definitely not a gamer. My last console was Sega Genesis in the 1990s, where myself and my roommate Dave would get extremely high and drink lots of 40-ouncers and play Bill Walsh college football against each other, and he would destroy me. That was the last console I had. I've never had a PlayStation. I've never had an Xbox. I've never had a game on a PC. I'm so not a gamer. I'm like the anti-gamer.
Yeah, I was never allowed to have it. I like a puzzle game if I'm going to play a game.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah.
Are you
a Sudoku person? I feel like you could do Sudokus.
I could, but I don't like numbers. Like, I'm averse to just like the physical appearance of numbers.
I don't like them either. What about crosswords?
Yes, if I really want to like challenge my brain. If I'm stuck at like the beach house and I have nothing to do, but like, and there's the crossword, I'll do it. But it's like kind of my last, like, I don't know. Like, I like apps. Like I'll do word domination type games.
Oh, see, that means nothing to me. I don't know what that means at all.
But listen, so video game culture is just like, and like, you know, skateboarding or race car driving or any other sort of like male dominated thing. It's like there's a lot of toxicity about women being involved.
Oh, Gamergate.
Mm-hmm.
Gamergate. They would target women because these fucking guys are incels. They can't go. All they want to do is be able to go out and meet a woman, but they can't. So they fucking game. You know how they say those who can't teach. I want to change that. I want to update that. Those who can't. And then in parenthesis. Get laid. Game.
Right.
And see.
Right. I mean, listen, I understand why it's like such a an essential part of so many people's lives, especially there's so many people, I think, across the country where other people maybe communicate in words or whatever online. There's people that have their bros or their people that they're in the Discord with, that they're on the headset with, the people that they play with. Yeah. But two of the games that this will sound familiar to anyone who knows anything, Call of Duty and World of Warcraft are made by Activision Blizzard.
That's right.
And the staff walked out this week over harassment claims. And there's, you know, I mean, it's frat boy culture. It's not surprising that there's stuff like this going on. It seems like this is... you know, this was really encouraged to be a party environment, a boys club. Less than 20% of the employees at this company are female.
There's a local turn to this because Blizzard, and I've driven by, so work right by it. I've driven by it a lot of times. It is located here in Irvine, California, which is roughly about 11 miles from where I am right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like a nerd campus. Like the gates are like all ornate. Like they would look like the campus looks like the game. Cause these people have too much money, you know? Okay. That was an aside.
Yeah. No, I mean like that's I wonder how many employees they have too. Like it's, I think it said 2,000 employees or something like that. Yeah, but, okay, there was a story that came out in Vice later, and this is, I thought, was a really interesting story because at first look, you're like, oh, well, that sounds kind of like a subjective experience, but I want to ask you. So the article is called Blizzard Recruiters Asked Hacker If She Liked Being Penetrated at Job Fair. So
what?
There was like a recruiting job fair in Las Vegas in 2015. And there was a young woman there named Emily Mitchell, who was a security researcher looking for a job. And she saw the table that they had there. They were hiring at Blizzard. And she was wearing a t-shirt. They were looking for a penetration testing position. That's the name of the job.
Oh my God. Right? This is a double entendre. That makes it even less, it makes it worse.
Right. And well, then on top of this, so this is where I was like, I could see why in a court of law, like a judge would be like, well, cause it's a classic, like what were you wearing sort of thing. So she was wearing a t-shirt made by cyber security company Secure State, which had penetration expert on the front.
Oh my God.
And this is where I'm going to say, I don't think Emily is naive. I think, like, yes, penetration expert on a t-shirt does sound like something you would wear to, like, drag con.
Sure.
And then, like, not yes. take seriously when anyone says that to you.
But you don't have to reference it. Yeah.
She's not so naive as to, like, not realize what penetration expert means. I'm assuming that that means that they bombarded her with questions, because she says she was asked if she was at the conference with her boyfriend, if she was lost. Another one asked if she even knew what pen testing was, because penetration expert also can go by pen testing. So one of them asked me when the last time I was personally penetrated was, if I liked being penetrated, Jesus and how Christ. Often I got penetrated. Mitchell said, I was furious and felt humiliated. So I took free swag and left.
I mean, there's a lot to unpack here. First of all, somebody's wearing a shirt that says penetration expert. Okay. Like, it's, I get that the shirt itself is a double entendre. It doesn't mean you need to make reference to it. Take, for instance, maybe someone is wearing a shirt where their cleavage is exposed. Their boobs are pushed up. They're showing some cleavage. That doesn't mean you get to say, hey, nice tits. You just,
it's like it's a just, nerd yes. jargon pun.
Yes. It's, yes.
It's not meant to be taken as a, are you lost, little girl? You here with your boyfriend? When was the last time you got fucked, bitch? Like, and that's not what that is intended to elicit.
But here's the bigger thing for me. And I get that these guys are nerds and they don't know how to talk to girls and they read the game and that they're, everything is the worst about them. But also, if they're recruiters, if this is a recruiting event, these people had to have been trained in just the most rudimentary aspects of human resources. They have to know the rules about what it means to hire somebody and how you can talk to somebody that you're thinking about giving a job to.
I think that this company is so big.
How could they
that
not?
Anyone How could they would not? Want, I think the company was so big that anyone would want to work for it. So they sent in the guys that set the tempo at the workplace, because then they could, like, meet the people, interact, see how it is. You don't want to send the HR rep and, like, the most respectable employee and the founder to this sort of thing.
But you have to give some training, though.
I know, but they're trying to curate a party, and they didn't think they would ever be in 2015. These people never thought they'd be called out on this.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. In the days of Gamergate.
Right. So I thought of our boy, our MVP, Logan Paul. Did you know that he was on Law and Order SVU in an episode? It was season 13, episode 14, Intimidation Game, about female gaming, like, expert, I don't know, like a developer. Oh, she's a developer. That's what it's called.
So hold on. She developed season 13. That's I've never seen an episode of Law and Order SVU. I know my man Ice-T is on it. I know Christopher Maloney from the show Oz.
Honey.
He's a zaddy. He's on there. And of course I know daughter of Jane Mansfield and Mickey Hargitay, Mariska Hargitay, is on that show, and she literally sleeps on a 40-foot pile of money from being on that show. And I know that she sleeps on a 40-foot pile of money from being on that show because it's been on for so many seasons. And if you're telling me he was on season 13, what was that, 15 seasons ago?
We're on season, I think, 20 of Law and Order SVU, or maybe 21.
Yes.
And there's at least four more seasons, or three more seasons guaranteed. They also just brought back a spinoff that Chris Maloney is in.
Let's write a spec.
He's doing Well, it's very different to write for a drama show.
Procedural, but, yes.
What I was going to say is that Logan Paul was on this, years ago at this point. And I found a clip on YouTube from an acting reel of his of just some of the best moments. Now, Logan played the sort of incel guy.
Right. And that was probably like pretty native to him at the time, as he'd just come out here from Ohio. He's doing the thing where he does the splits on the Great Wall of China. Like that was right. his talent. This is before he had matured into the brand he is now. Right. I mean, he still, right. he must've had some cachet that he could get on the show.
No, this was like at the peak. I think 2018 was the year that on New Year's Day, he filmed The Body in the Suicide Forest right. in Japan, right. which sadly links up to the next story or the story yeah. we're going to do later. But like, yeah, like that was 2018 for him. This episode came out in,
well, it's seven second. Seasons ago, right?
I have
right?
the link. Well, hold on.
2014?
This was in 2015. This came out in 2015.
Okay, let's...
So this was at the same time as that job yeah. fair.
Yeah, okay, let's play it.
Not like shooting a video game, huh?
Actually, it's exactly the same.
All right, you need to think really carefully about what you're doing right now.
Don't talk, officer! Come on, drop the gun or I'll kill him now. Game over.
There's 50 cops around in this building.
Offer that skank arena.
Oh, so he's doing some incel shit. You know what? Logan Paul, not a bad actor.
Dude, this is like what I'm saying is like, I
good.
Honestly, this podcast might be about me, unfortunately, contributing to the problem and validating Logan Paul.
He's pretty good. I will say this. He's one of these guys that's looked 37 since he was 19.
Oh, for sure. Well, because it's like he has, that's why he can play the incel. It's because yeah. he has that, like, you know, no offense to the Amish, like sort of like inbred Amish like thing going on. So it looks like he does have like maybe like some, I don't know, like he lacks some sort of bigger picture thinking sort of thing.
Yes. He's got a little inbreeding to him for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he has that Amish jaw. I mean, that's yes. what I'm saying. I feel like him and Jake are out there like stacking wood.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No, you mean they're raising a barn?
Yeah, I can see them
butter.
Making those druid circles,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
yeah
for
Trader
sure.
Joe's.
I could see it. Okay, is there more of this?
Isn't being a whore a crime? Huh?
Wow. You can say the S word, the SK asterisk NK word on TV. Is it because it's after 10 p.m.? I mean, that's like...
S-K... S-K... What is that?
He said skank.
Skank?
He said, yeah, skank. Oh, you can say that on TV?
Yeah, well, yeah. Skank, you can say, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You can say that at 8 p.m.
Wow.
You should arrest her!
Oh!
Bro, you are so much more chill than the dude she used to bring around.
Shut up, Theo.
No, wow. T ices him.
Yeah.
He gets blown up by Ice-T. I had no idea. Because
yeah.
right, these guys all wanted to be actors, right? But they were like, well, what's his name? Jake was on he was on that Disney Channel show.
Yeah. I think that they were
the
willing to like, it's weird. It's almost like when Ariana Grande needed to like go do something else before she was mature enough to sing R&B, she was like, oh, okay, I'll get a job on TV. And so she yeah. went and starred on a Nickelodeon show.
Can't like, you talk, her character, Sam and Cat, her character talk like this the whole time. And this is how her voice sounded.
Which is actually like, what's so brilliant about it though, is because like her character got bigger and bigger as the show went on. So yep. the character of that Nickelodeon thing is very different than who she is, and
totally
you can tell the difference, yeah. which I think most people would like struggle with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like they wanted something to supplement everything else great that was going on in their lives. And
totally.
So they were like, oh yeah, work on Disney Channel, sure.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, I'll go to LA. I'm going to make a name for myself on Vine. And then people want to cast me and shit. And then they get out here and they're like, wait, I can make $50 million this year just making fucking videos of me buying Teslas for people or having like awkward interactions or whatever they do. Why do I need to be cast in other people's thing? That's going to take time away from me doing my own videos where I make the real money.
Well, Logan was actually doing really well in the acting space.
He's good.
And he would have, I think he continued that as much as he could. And then once the Suicide Forest thing happened, all of those movies he was grata. In. Like some were delayed completely.
Yeah.
Some were, he was cut out of them.
Right.
Some just, you know, some came out much, much later once things had cooled down and then just never got the hype. So I don't think he'll get... based on like, it's like an insurance liability, the way Lindsay Lohan is, but
Can't hire him.
Impulsive.
Malls, people love it when we do quizzes on this show.
So this is the number one trending quiz of all of July, which I loved. But what I like even more is that we can do this together. This is only people with high IQs are smart enough to answer these 15 trick questions.
I'm definitely not. I don't know my IQ, but it's got to be low. And also, ever since I hit my 40s, I get exponentially dumber every single day.
Well, let's do some fun brain teasers.
Let's do it.
I'm worried about my brain too.
Yeah, we should all be.
Yeah. Okay. So the first question is, what starts with an E and ends with an E, but only has one letter in it?
Oh, envelope.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to type it in. Thank you for allowing me to figure it out. We'll both do it. Guess envelope. Correct. It's an envelope.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here's the next one. What can be broken but never held? I got to assume. Do you want me to wager a guess here?
A spirit?
Oh, that's good. Oh, I was going to say heart.
You can hold a heart. A doctor can.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Spirit. A doctor can. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's see. I'm gonna try. I'm typing it in. Spirit.
It says wrong.
Oh, my God. What can be broken?
Okay, let's try heart.
How about a horse? Well, no, because you're right. Like, you can hold a heart.
Yeah, so you can guess as many times as you want. Okay, so we can just keep guessing.
Okay, well, I'm going to put heart, even though we know it's wrong. Heart.
A smile?
What can be broken, but... Oh, Malls. What about a promise?
Oh. Are you cheating?
No, but there's... Somebody in the background that's painting a picture and listening gave me that guess. Promise. Yep. It's a promise.
Are you doing this? Are you fucking cheating?
No, of course not. I just said exactly what happened. Hold on. What's the next one?
Who is contributing?
Nobody.
I don't have anyone contributing.
No, I just said somebody gave it to me. I'm not like trying to take credit for it.
Okay. So
which word in the dictionary is always spelled incorrectly? I won't take any outside help on this one. Which word in the dictionary is always spelled
incorrectly?
Incorrectly. Yes, Malls.
Sure. They didn't say that. They said that's not. Oh, wait. Hold on.
I spelled it. I was going to say you got to spell it right. Incorrectly.
Hell yeah. Okay, wait.
Okay.
Forwards I'm heavy, but backwards I'm not. What am I?
This is confusing. Forwards, I'm heavy.
Well, also, no, you're not allowed to read them out loud anymore.
Okay. Also, it's not four words. Like, I feel like that's a hint because it's forward. The word isn't forwards. It's forward.
Mm-hmm.
Forwards, I'm heavy, but backwards, I'm not. What am I?
So forwards would be like time. Moving forward. Forward. Okay. So heavy, moving forward.
Do you think that's incorrect usage? Because the word is forward.
Is it long weekend?
Forwards I'm heavy, but backward I'm not. I don't feel it. Can it be two answers? I'll type that in.
It could be like more than one word. No, it doesn't work.
Okay. You're way ahead of me here.
Forwards I'm heavy.
Backwards I'm not. Forwards I'm heavy. I have no fucking idea.
Okay, we can give up. Let's give up.
Okay, let's give up. I don't get, oh, because I didn't try an answer.
It's a ton.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I actually disagree with that.
Oh, not because it's a backwards, the reverse spelling. What forward, I'm heavy, ton. That one's lame.
What a bitch.
One's lame.
Okay, what's full of holes but can still hold liquid? Sponge.
Yes, I'm thinking that's too literal. Yeah, it is sponge.
No, that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Overthinking that.
If I drink, I die. If I eat, I'm fine. What am I?
If I drink, I die.
Fish?
If I eat, I'm fine. Yeah, a fish.
I mean, right? I don't know. Because
they can drown.
No, fish can't drown.
Yeah, they can. Fish drown all the time.
No, it's not fish. Oh, it's not fish. No, fish don't drown all the
time. Yes, they do. Absolutely do. Fish drown.
What fish?
I don't know. Sharks definitely do. If they stop moving, they have to have the water going past their gills.
Do you know lizards can be underwater for like 30 minutes?
Oh, yeah. In the Galapagos, there's those. What are those lizards called?
That
live underwater.
Yeah, no, I mean, even those little, like, I have all those little, SoCal lizards that run everywhere.
Yes, alligator lizards. And what is the,
what are those lizards?
They eat them in Mexico. It's a very common name, this kind of lizard. And this is like Mindy Kaling. It's a very common, well-known thing that I can't think of. Like the name Mindy Kaling.
Oh, I know. Oh, a Komodo dragon?
No, definitely not. Definitely not a Komodo dragon. But those are cool. If I drink, I die. If I eat, I'm fine.
So it's like, it's not a plant because plants drink, but they don't eat, right? So it's like, what's something that you like that eats? Like, is it a fax machine?
I think this is like one of those wordplay ones, like that last one, a fax machine. That's great. If I drink, I die. If I eat, I'm fine. I have no idea. Everyone that's listening right now knows exactly what it is, and we don't.
All right, let's give up.
Okay, I give up.
It's fire.
Fire. Fire doesn't drink. It drinks.
No, but No, I know.
Yes. Yeah. No,
it's
I know.
It's worded poorly.
Yes, I agree. Before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the highest mountain in the world? I would say, wait, hold on. It was Mount Everest, because even before it was discovered, it was still the highest mountain.
Hell fucking yeah, dude.
Yeah. Right.
You
correct.
Thought you would fool us.
Yeah,
they
tried to pull some shit on us. If two's company and three's a crowd, what do four and five make? That's like first grade. Like,
oh my
what?
God. Yeah. What is this? A Denny's menu?
Right. What is this? A Denny's menu?
Like, come on. Okay. What is one eye but can't see anything at all?
Again, what is one eye?
What is, things are called eyes. The eye of the storm. Butthole?
What up, Paul?
A storm? A tornado?
Oh, yes. A hurricane. Right?
Got you guys.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yep.
Smart. Okay.
Oh, so it's a needle, but hurricane was also accepted.
Oh, it's a needle. Yes. Okay. That's good. That's good. Whoa, Steve Harvey and those teeth. What is always coming, but never arrives?
Tomorrow.
Fuck. Yep. That's some Buddhism shit right there. We're talking Buddhism and on that shit.
Buddhism,
we're talking,
yeah.
We're talking living in the moment. We're
Dude,
talking
right.
Hare Krishna. Yeah.
We're kind of like we might have like kind of like a good education together.
And,
like,
and the ones that we missed were kind of bullshit. I know there's people listening that were like, I knew those, but come on. What gets bigger and bigger the more you take away from it? Debt?
No, I think it's the opposite.
Income?
Your debt doesn't get bigger when you take away from your debt.
Oh, that's a good point. That's
like,
yes.
No, yeah. But you're right. It's like an absence. What's like, what is like, what does better when there's like an absence, right?
Yes. What gets bigger and bigger the more you take away from it.
A balloon?
No, but you add to a balloon, right? You put air inside of it.
Yeah.
It gets bigger and bigger the more you dig. I have no fucking idea.
I give up. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to put
it's
in
a
debt.
Hole.
A fucking hole. A hole. Are you fucking kidding me? Disgusting.
Okay, how many 6x6 inch books can you put in a 2x2 foot container so that it's not empty anymore?
Hold on. No, hold on. This is one of those ones where the answer is like not the theoretical answer. 6x6 inch books. Can you put in a 2x2 foot container so that it's not empty anymore?
We don't know the width of the book, though. So that's like the reason why. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. That's why. So yeah. That's why reason. It's bullshit. Yes.
How many can you put in?
Oh, one. You put one. As soon as you put one in it, it's not empty. One.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yes.
We
okay.
got that.
Hell yeah.
On which side of a chicken is there more feathers? Well, first of all, isn't it, are there? On which side of a chicken is there more feathers? I don't, let's not get into that. On which side
on
of a chicken?
On which side?
Of a chicken.
Oh my God, you're cheating.
I'm not cheating.
No, you're fucking cheating.
I'm not cheating.
I can hear you guys fucking cheating.
I'm not cheating. I'm not cheating.
No, this is bullshit.
Somebody did just give us that answer.
Stop doing that. Say
I'm
no.
Not doing
Say
it.
No. Okay. Say no more. Say no.
No more, please.
Thank yes. you.
Out the outside of the chicken is this person's guess in the right. What goes up and down but still remains in the same place? Up and down but still remains in the same place.
I feel like you're cheating. Whatever.
I'm not cheating.
No, I feel like I can't even trust you. I feel like now it's just getting Googled and shown to you.
I would never in my life take credit. I would never take credit for
something. No, I know you wouldn't take credit, but like we have to organically do this. Like if you want to just not take the quiz, we cannot do it.
We are. Okay. No, we are organically doing it, I promise. What goes up and down but still remains in the same place? The temperature.
Sure.
Oh my God, you're so mad, but we're not cheating.
Well, there's no like
temperature. I can't even spell it.
It's sure.
Temperature, right? Yes. That is not how it's spelled, by the way. Okay. And how long is the answer to this question? What? Ellipses. And how long is the answer to this question? I have no idea. And how long is the answer to this question?
How long is the answer to this question? So how long is the answer? What's the question?
How long? Right? How long is the answer?
No.
And how long is the answer to the question? How long?
Okay, great.
Correct.
Sure.
Yep. 12 out of 15.
Perfect.
91% better than all of other quiz takers. Is that right?
I don't know.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
It's 91%. You have a genius level IQ. I mean, somebody gave us two answers, someone from the background, but still, we probably would have got those.
That's not allowed.
I know. That's like 10 not, out of 15.
That's actually a violation.
I wasn't asking you, for help. I shouldn't have read it.
No,
them out loud.
I know, but like that's no, it's no, is that you should be, we're recording our podcast.
Yes.
we don't have guests yet. Okay. So,
yeah, no, there's no guests.
There's this story.
Yes.
That is popping off right now. Speaking of our boy, Logan Paul, yeah, two Texas girls, 16 and 17. Their names are not public that I can find. And I think
minors.
It is because they're minors.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But there's like an illustrious paper trail behind these girlies. So they found.
People know their Snapchats, right? Like they know, people know who they are. That's just not published on media, in the media, right?
So these girls stumbled upon a body. There's a TikTok that summarized it even more, but like, let's just like show the highlights and like the lack of the extreme amount of posting and lack of thinking. So
yeah,
they find a body. They take photos with it.
I mean, just hold on. Just stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
Stop right there. So say you're a jogger. I jog, but I jog like on the streets. Although depending on where I live, I've lived in places where I hike, but I hike like pretty well traveled trails around here. I'm not like in the fucking boonies. All right. But everybody knows that bodies are typically discovered by joggers and or hunters. Well, I'm not a hunter. If I were to be jogging and I saw a body, was something that looked like a body 100 yards away from me, I would never get within 99 yards of that body. Who sees a body and then approaches the body?
So they found the body in a drainage ditch, and they took pictures of the man who had passed away. They also took his necklace. It was a 25-year-old body. And they gave it to her friend.
Do we know?
I believe it was a suicide.
Yeah. Usually is. This is a lot like the Suicide Forest, except they're stealing shit off the body.
But then also they informed the police. And she told the police later that she put the man's metal medallion on her own gold necklace because it matched her fashion style. So by the time the police came to collect this, but the reason why they knew about like, I think a lot of this is because these girls then went home on TikTok and posted a TikTok being like, oh, remember today when we found the dead body? So like not only they were working every platform they could work. They were cross-posting.
Yeah. And also, the one girl's name is here, the 17-year-old. The other one's name isn't here. But yeah, they did it for the fucking likes.
Yeah, they did it for the gram.
This is fucking like hunting that they're doing right here. They're trying to get fucking people to click the motherfucking heart. So they're taking pics with fucking dead person, and they're taking fucking battlefield trophies off this person.
Yeah, so I mean, like, obviously, like, crime is on the rise in general, but just in terms of like dumb fucking internet behavior, like, this is almost vintage. Like, there are people that, you know, there's, like, lots of care and stuff. There's lots of inappropriate pranks. There's all sorts of – but this is, like, actually very, like, dark.
It's so dark.
What's the audience for this? Like, who thinks this is cool?
I think – well
– at least Logan Paul deluded himself enough to be, like, this is suicide awareness. Yeah. Like, I've never seen anything like this. I want to share this with you. Like,
Yeah. This isn't that, but this is this like, hey, let's watch a compilation of people being injured badly videos on YouTube. Like, I wouldn't watch that. But I feel like it was probably people that do.
Well, I don't think the videos of like the body went viral. I feel like they were, these girls, I don't think have social media followings. And I think like with Snapchat, it just sort of like your friends, maybe the, you know, 2000 to max, you know, whatever 100,000 people that you happen to have if you're big in your area.
This yes, go on.
It's probably just like them with like bad music on, like just flashing deuces.
Yes, deuces. I would never in a million years watch something like this. And if I encountered it, I would be so bummed out at the person that showed it to me. I'm just looking at, oh, this is near San Antonio, which is like, I was thinking like maybe West Texas where it's just fucking wild. And there's like, there's not shit happening, but San Antonio's a big fucking city.
No, I think like also there's, I mean, the fact that the crime rate is up is really interesting. I would think that this had more like malicious intent if they had been involved in any way. I think like they're just dumbasses who stumbled across the body and then, you know, wound up taking it too far. Because she was planning on wearing that shit. She wasn't going to sell it.
I mean, they have potential. Look, from my perch 2,000 miles away from these people, I can tell you right now, these girls were not given much of a chance by their parents. These girls were not raised in a way that they thought there was anything wrong with taking trophies
from a deceased
body. Because this is, it's just not normal behavior.
Yeah, but like, I mean, like Dylan Klebold's mom or like, or whatever, like the kid from the Columbine shooting, his mom is like a TED Talk lady. That's true. Like she's,
that's a good point. But I mean, she was doing, well, I guess sociopaths just, it's the nature versus nurture argument. And I think they come out both ways. You can be born a sociopath. Like, yeah.
Well, like all sorts of compounding factors, which is like boredom, everything. Everyone wants to like have like a moment online. Everyone, like, you know, going home and making that TikTok, like story time, like if the police hadn't come, because they didn't have anything to do with the death. So they didn't think like tampering with the corpse would get back to them.
No, I know. It's not like they murdered the person, but I mean, who knows what's in store for them next? This is how you ramp up, you know, Dahmer.
They would have completely.
He started with the little woodland creatures, Malls, and then we saw where he went.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like it was the Snapchat that got them in trouble. They would have gotten away with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm interested to see, because they're young. You know, I don't think this is like an imprisonable offense. It's embarrassing more than anything. I don't think that they're going to get locked up for it, but.
No, it's so it's like tampering or like, I think it's robbing a body.
Yes.
And probably tampering of some type, but.
Yes.
I mean, the older one's being held at a $2,000 bond. I don't know what the charges can be like for this. We'll see. There could be like additional like emotional distress charges if like there's if he was like a suicide victim in the family. Yeah. That was the big thing with like the Logan Paul thing is like in Japan, suicide is so shameful and it was so humiliating for that family, like so massively embarrassing. And like that guy's identity, I don't think has ever been revealed. Thank God. But
that's good.
You know, for the rest of your life, anytime you see this person, you're going to be reminded of that.
Yeah, that's heavy. I'm kind of from the David Cross school that just like once I'm done with my body, like I'm not using it anymore. You just do whatever you want with it, you know, desecrate it, you know, just give it to some necrophiliacs. Like I'm not using it. I'm out of there. I've ceased use of my vessel.
I mean, just who
do
knows?
Whatever you we want don't... with it.
Yeah, we don't know if it was like a suicide or what. And I think if someone does take their life, oftentimes the way in which they do it is very like reflective of how they feel about that. You know, like some people would be totally fine to like be like, yo, weekend at Bernie's with me.
You know that suicide by gun is almost exclusively a male.
Yeah.
Behavior.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that women, yeah. just because they think about other people having to encounter that, and it's just not a typical female method of suicide. I don't know.
What's another thing that's interesting though, is that like traditionally just like overdoses have been the way that females have done it. But like in more recent years, more women have begun hanging themselves.
Yeah.
It's like it gets across like the impact. Like I wasn't on drugs.
I was hurting. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. This wasn't easy.
A TikTok of this roundup posted by her name is Philadelphia. I want to hear it from someone, younger, their perspective.
Yeah, let's hear it.
This video has 3 million views, but what the girls failed to mention is that they may be responsible for some of the issues we've been having with Snapchat today. You see, they decided it would be a good idea to film themselves on Snapchat taking jewelry from this man's body and posting it for the world to see. In case you didn't know, that's definitely a serious crime. Not only that, but it shows a severe lack of respect and human decency.
Yes.
But yeah, they're still profiting off of his death if you count the engagement on their profiles.
Okay.
Oh, and so this is a clip, us remembering we found a dead body this morning.
That's
so it's
them.
A clip from them, but it doesn't show them.
They just memed it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They showed the pictures on Snapchat because that's disposable, but then they went home on TikTok and they sort of vague posted about this thing because what will happen is that all of these people will get, they'll buy in on that one bite, and then it'll be, can you guys do a story time? And then both of them will get so much action on their profiles. And it, like, they were using it for clout. This is my thing. Do you think they will be repeat offenders and that, or this was just like a one-time absolute like judgment fuck up?
Hopefully this is a lesson learned situation and that it's good that they got in trouble for this so that they don't continue down this road. Because I feel like you definitely, if you're up to this kind of behavior at 16, 17, it's you're only going to ramp up the kind of self-destructive sociopathic choices you make in the future.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, hopefully they don't start OnlyFans. You know, it could go that way too.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
they're almost 18.
Either way.
Oh,
no, they could
God.
Like bad baby this, or they could like, it depends. Like, because if they're chasing for clout, as this girl was saying, they're actively building social media followings because the judge can't take that away from them. All right,
you guys. Hopefully they know how to rap.
This was this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. All of our stories and a bunch of bonus stories, links, stuff we couldn't get to are linked in the description below. If you have any like thoughts or ideas or leads for my I Justine thing,
email
us.
I'm interested to know that too. Yeah.
Message us on IG, Twitter, whatever. I really want to see if there's something there, or if maybe there's just like an overall, maybe that happens generally. Like maybe that's the bigger story there. I don't know.
Oh, for sure it does. I mean, if, you know, remember like when buying followers was a thing?
Mm-hmm.
If buying followers was a thing, for sure this buying influence stuff happens on the regs, and maybe I Justine is just our insight. Maybe we can peep out some other people online that are for sure imitating or doing the same behavior.
I mean, stan bots definitely exist. Yep. I really like the idea of forgoing traditional marketing and even acting like that's going to matter, or maybe doing things outside of your comfort zone for relevance. I think this is a really brilliant way because I Justine's always been very private. You know what I mean? She's not going to be someone that's like, hey guys, I'm married. You know what I mean? She doesn't
I think you get addicted to the notoriety or the likes, you know, and well, it's the like relevancy, you want to keep it going. Important. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause yeah. She's huge in the tech world still. She just did some stuff with the Star Wars thing. Like this is more, I'm finding out that she is really relevant in terms of, she's working with Star Wars, Dell. She's doing all sorts of shit. So
yeah. Well, I'm fascinated to see where it goes. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening and we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Scrolling in, trend lightly, stories just rolling in. What's trending? What's trending? What's trending? We trending lightly.
Thank you for listening to Trend Lightly, a solid listen podcast.
If you like the show, subscribe and leave us a review. You can find segments that didn't make it to air, as well as ad-free versions of our episodes on patreon.com/solidlisten.
Find us on Twitter and Instagram under Trend Lightly Pod. Send us submissions and feedback at trendlightlypod@gmail.com. And thank you to Why Not Johnsveld and Bradley Sona for our music.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the spirit?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.